impossible to hear that verse without hearing Tannery O'Connor's interpretation of it, where she said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you odd." Not sure how many of us are being or willing to be made odd for the gospel, for the truth. Paul Jones was. And his life reminds me of a little passage I read recently commenting on some of Jesus' harder words for us that said, you know, we are mistaken if we think the work of discipleship in the church is to make us polite, agreeable, nice people. I am all for all of those things. The work of discipleship is closer to what Paul, the Apostle Paul, would say, to make us a new creation. Which I think is what happened to Paul Jones. He was born in an Episcopal church rectory, in the church. He made his way through school, doing very well. He went to Yale. He went to Episcopal Divinity School in Boston. You know, he was following this path, I think. I don't know that it was laid out for him, but it was agreeable to him. And then he did a very noble thing. He was a young man, late 20s. He went to the far-off country of Utah and built mission churches. You know, did good work. And then was elected Bishop of Utah. But somewhere along the way, something happened in the run-up to the First World War. Bishop Jones, who you'll notice in this, doesn't have Bishop of Utah under his name anymore, because he lost that. Anyway, he started talking about how, in apparently an ironic and convicted way, that war is unchristian, which got people buzzing. Getting into politics, blah, blah, blah. And he was at a conference and after being elected bishop and said that war is unchristian, which was banner headlines in his home diocese, and people got terribly upset. And so the House of Bishops did what they do, you know, called together a group to investigate what's going on, and they called him, you know, to be interviewed, and he said, it's the conviction informed by my conscience, informed in faith in Jesus, and that's who I am. And they said, well, you can't be bishop anymore. We urge you to resign. And he essentially said, okay. There weren't lawsuits. It didn't drag on in the courts. Which is, you know, which is that evidence that it was his conscience, which is inviolable. That level of our own identity. Here's who I am. Love or leave it. And they said, we'll leave you. And so this, you know, this picture, I guess when he was still bishop, it just says Paul Jones died in 1931. That's it. He was fine with that. He was fine with that. And there's a beautiful quote at the end of his little biography, which you can look at, where he basically says, you know, I can bear forward the cause of Christ in his kingdom, wherever in the church. So you don't need to be a bishop to do that. I think what's so impressive about his witness was the spirit with which he said yes to God's call. And come what may. And didn't understand himself to be some sort of ecclesiastical failure. He just continued in his ministry, whether it was as a bishop or whatever it was he became. And I find his example both exhilarating and terrifying. Terrifying because I wonder if I listen to my own conscience clearly as it is informed by the truth as we have it. Or if I, you know, yeah. And so we raise up and say, thank you, God, for this beautiful example for all of us, who reminds us that God has God's own work to do at the level of our own hearts as we hear the truth that may make us odd, but will surely set us free.